From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, November 10th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The investigation into the cause of the fire that destroyed much of the facade on the Canaan Congregational Church continues. The fire occurred early on Monday, November the 6th, in the historic church, located at the intersection of State Route 295 and County Route 5 in northern Columbia County. No one was injured or inside the church at the time the fire broke out, Canaan Fire Chief Bill Wallace said. An initial investigation suggested the fire may have been started by an electrical problem, but investigators are still working to determine the exact cause, Wallace said. Susan Booz, the church moderator, said, and I quote, "There is significant damage to the building," end quote. Booz said that because of the instability of the steeple, a family living nearby had to leave their home and are now staying at a hotel. She said, and I quote, "We are trying to resolve the stability issue as soon as possible," end quote. Until the church can be used again, the 43 members will hold Sunday services at the Canaan Firehouse on Route 295. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is reporting that the State Emergency Research and Development Authority has awarded $500,000 to package company UPS to study converting its New York City delivery trucks from diesel to electric. A UPS representative said the plan is to deploy the first electric trucks in the city this spring and have roughly two-thirds of the company's city fleet converted by 2022. UPS is studying technology developed by Unique Electric Solutions. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM, The Cat. Local radio host John Williams died this week at the age of 73 following a battle with cancer. Wallace was the host of What's Going On, a weekly radio talk show about politics and local and national issues airing Sunday mornings on WCTW. Williams defined himself as an actor, author, newspaper owner, and editor and realtor. Born in Manhattan, Williams served as a member of the New York State Police for 31 years. He was the former chairman of the Chatham Republican Committee and was an active member of Oath Keepers, one of the largest anti-government groups in the U.S., as described by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Wallace was also a member of the Knights of Columbus, a cast member of the Chatham Improv, and a member of the St. James Church in Chatham. Williams is survived by his wife and four children. You can read that full story at 98.5 The Cat. And finally, Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential, in the wake of the overwhelming rejection of the idea of a state constitutional convention by voters on Tuesday, November the 7th, the Yes Coalition is considering its options for reform through legislative and political means. John Bergener Jr., the chair of Divide NYS caucus, said, and I quote, "I was disappointed," end quote. Bergener's Divide NYS caucus had hoped for a constitutional amendment splitting the state into two, possibly three, autonomous regions. The idea is seen as a way for upstaters to secede, but without the necessity of gaining the approval of the existing state legislature and U.S. Congress. Despite the setback, Bergener said the group will not dissolve and may get involved in political campaigns. Restrict and Regulate New York 2019, a political action committee advocating for a convention, announced a week before the vote that it was looking to reconstitute the defunct Marijuana Reform Party. Bill Samuels, founder of the pro-convention New York People's Convention, said he believes the only other way to bring major cultural change to state government is to challenge Governor Andrew Cuomo. Samuels intends to increase his financial contributions to political ventures in 2018. With voters rejecting a constitutional convention in 2019, another vote will not happen until 2037. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a wind advisory for the WGXE listening area through 6 p.m. today, Friday, November the 10th. Winds with 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts up to 50 miles an hour will be at their strongest during the morning hours. There will also be a chance of snow showers, mainly before noon. It will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a temperature high near 30 degrees. For Friday night, it will be clear with a temperature low around 13. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, Veterans Day, sunny with a high near 35 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 17. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of snow showers, mainly after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 28. The sun rose this morning at 6:40 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:36 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 10th day of November, 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.